This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boss to the Max is on the air. Before we get to Gerson Rosas, president of basketball operations for the Timberwolves, they prepare for a summer championship game. You'll hear right here on WCCO. I want to just give you the latest one more time. National Weather Service Twin Cities has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Hennepin County in east central Minnesota, of course, northwestern Dakota County, northeastern Scott County. At 6:22, a severe thunderstorm was located near Savage, or 14 miles southwest of Minneapolis, moving east at 30 miles per hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and half-dollar-size hail is the hazard. Sources' radar indicated impact hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Bloomington, Eagan, Eden Prairie, Burnsville, Lakeville, Apple Valley, Shakopee, Cottage Grove, Invergrove Heights, Savage, Prior Lake, and Rosemont. Now, in addition to that, we got a flash flood warning. National Weather Service has issued Twin Cities flash flood warning for northeastern Hennepin County, southeastern Anoka County. At 6:29, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. That will be in effect until 11:30 tonight. Because the conditions are right, etc. So there we go, and we're off and running. I spent a lot of time watching this Timberwolves team over the last many, many years and studying it from the inside out, and the summer games have evolved and become a little bit more of a spectator-friendly, maybe because they win, but the Timberwolves will play Memphis tonight for the championship. Right here on WCCO, we'll pick it up at 8 o'clock. Gerson Rosas is the president of basketball operations, and he joins us now from Las Vegas. Gerson, thank you for giving us some time tonight.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Set the stage for this. You've watched your team go 6-0. Now, obviously, this is not the kind of thing that dictates what kind of an upcoming season it will be. It's more about trying to figure out who might make the team. What have you seen? Who's impressed in those first six games?
I agree with you. It doesn't set the stage for the regular season, but I do think it sets the stage for our culture. We want to value winning at every level, whether it's day-to-day practices or even the summer league. Going into the season. So it's been a good opportunity for us to bring our staff together. I think the fans and you guys are seeing how we want to play, and there's still a lot of time and a lot of work to do until we get to the regular season. But you guys are getting glimpses of that. I think we're building our culture day by day. You're seeing a group that's energetic, they're passionate, they're hardworking. We play hard and we play smart, and it's been fun to watch that. And to watch the team have success, see some of our young guys play well, and take steps forward.
You and I had a nice visit recently about Jarrett Culver, of course, your first-round pick that's not been playing. Was that an easy decision to shut him down?
Yeah, it was pretty simple. Basically, he's too important to the program. And to be fair to him, he didn't have a chance to take part in our summer league mini camp. He had a long season with Texas Tech. And in reality, we've got to build him up and keep him healthy. And the risk of rushing him into action for summer league just wasn't worth it for us.
Two guys, it's amazing how quickly they look like seasoned veterans because they did this before and everybody else is younger than them, hasn't played. And Kadabots Diop, of course, and Josh Okogie come back for their second year. And you can see their comfort level on the floor. Do they get a lot of confidence out of this? Is this a lot about trying to instill in them the style?
Absolutely. And those two guys deserve a ton of credit because they've been our hardest workers this summer. I've been fortunate, as long as I've been around now, 2-3 months. Those are the guys that are in the gym twice a day, working as hard as they can, trying to learn the system, trying to get involved. All these repetitions are important for them. The more they can do, the more ready they'll be in the fall when we start training camp. So for us, this is important to them, and it's important to their development. But it's a sign of just how hard they worked and the opportunity of how comfortable they are here going into their second season.
Gerson Rosas is our guest. Timberwolves will play right here on our airwaves tonight at 8 o'clock in the finals of the summer games against Memphis. And again, a warning, flash flood warning for Hennepin County until 11:30 tonight, as well as thunderstorms moving through the southwest suburbs. We'll keep you updated on that as well. Obviously, locally, we watched Jordan Murphy play a lot for the University of Minnesota. And as I watched him in the summer games, my impressions were it's amazing the jump up from the Big Ten to the summer games. Not that he hasn't performed well at times, but you can just see how what used to be an easy rebound for him all of a sudden will get snatched away. They're so quick, so strong. It's been interesting and fun to an extent to watch, because you really see the difference between the Big Ten and guys playing for money.
I think that's fair, but I think Jordan has held his own. He's been a good fit for us, how we want to play, his versatility. Love his IQ and his toughness. He competes every time he's on the floor. In our system, he's showing a little bit more skills, stepping out and shooting threes, finishing well around the basket. But he competes. And, you know, this summer league is a high level of competition. You have professionals from all over the world competing for NBA jobs. And for a rookie, it's always going to be a tough learning curve. But he deserves a lot of credit. He's played a big role in our rotation. He's played good minutes. And for the most part, when he's been on the floor, our team's been pretty good.
Naz Reid is a guy that kind of splashes as you watch from time to time. And, of course, he's young from LSU. He's young. He's skilled. He's got upside, as they say, and that's why you got him in the program. You got him under a two-way. What do you see from him?
So we see a lot of talent, a lot of ability, a lot of raw ability. You know, he's a young guy who had an up-and-down year in college, and a lot of times that affects guys as they go into the draft. We were very fortunate to get him undrafted, get him in the program. And, you know, early on, he's showing strong signs of success. Great fit for how we play offensively. Great fit for how we play defensively. A good kid who's working hard. And as he continues to improve, we feel like his talent is going to shine even more. But he's been a good surprise here in summer league for us.
Gerson, obviously the draft, you moved up, but there were not a lot of significant deals done by the Timberwolves. You brought in a number of people, but, I mean, no big splash trade or free agent signing. Were you disappointed by that?
I mean, you know, it's July. You know, we're still in July. I would say let the program take its course. But we're excited about the signings we have. We've added depth to the team. We've added players that fit our system. We feel like how we're going to play offensively and how we're going to play defensively. These guys, even though they're young and maybe unknown, are going to be good fits to Carl and how we play. So we're excited about them. We think in our program, in development, they're going to be contributors to what we want to do. And when you're building a program, it takes time. We're working through it. We're maximizing our resources. And, you know, we got to get the little ones, the day-to-day ones, right before we get the big ones. But we're headed in that direction.
But do you look at with Towns and Wiggins in their prime that you build around? And this isn't a rebuild as much as we got to build around when we got guys coming to their prime?
Yeah, but, I mean, you're talking about two guys who are 24 years old. The reality is their prime is going to come as they come into 27, 28, 29, 30. That's when they're going to be their best, and we're going to be our best when we get to that stage. And we're building a new system offensively and defensively. We're fitting players that complement each of those guys and gives them an opportunity. We want to build a sustainable model. There's no point in making big moves today that are going to get us in the playoffs for 1 year. We want to be a consistent winning team. We want to be a consistent playoff team and have the opportunity to contend in the future.
You know, Oklahoma City, of course, made the deal with Houston. They've stockpiled a lot of draft picks. There are some people in the NBA that say, depending on your market, you should build with draft picks because it's hard to get guys to come to a particular market and woo them here as a free agent. And so, therefore, Oklahoma City might may or may not fit that category where you want draft picks to control as opposed to trying to go out and recruit. Do you have a theory about that? Do you want as many high draft picks as you can get?
I would tell you, every organization would prefer to build through the draft. You want to be able to get young players that you can develop and grow in your system. And then when you get to a certain stage, trades and free agency become important. But the foundation of any winning program is on the draft. You got to be productive and successful in the draft to build that foundation. And then you complement it with free agency and trades.
Now, after this, what happens over the next couple of months for you in the front office and for the Wolves?
For us, we're in full development mode. You know, we'll take a couple of weeks off to let our guys recover after the summer league. But then our off-season program will begin. We'll have our young guys and our vets in town. We'll be all over the place making sure that those guys are working and getting ready for training camp. But it doesn't stop. front office wise, we'll be looking at all opportunities. There's still opportunities in free agency. There's opportunities on the trade market. So we'll continue to work through it and look at every opportunity that we can move the program forward. But for now, until the start of the season, we're going to be building from the inside out, working with the guys that we have, trying to make them the best players we can make them, and looking forward to training camp and starting the season as best as we can.
Do you still see a couple free agents out there that could help?
Potentially, yeah. I think, you know, there's not only players domestically, but there's players internationally. So we're checking every box and making sure that we see every opportunity. You know, we'll monitor the waiver wire closely to see if there's guys that we want to evaluate. But we really want to make the most of this period. There's time to develop. There's time to evaluate. And we have to take advantage of every one of those opportunities.
Last question. Is there one thing that has surprised you since taking this job?
You know, I think there's a passion for something great in Minnesota, and I love that our fans want it. We want it as well, and it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of time, but it's been good early returns to get a guy like Jerry Culver in your program, and it's unfortunate that our fans can't see him in summer league, but he's a special individual who's got great character and great talent, and to surround him around, you know, guys like Carl and guys like Andrew and Josh, you know, all our Robert Covington, all our core guys, it's going to be exciting because I do feel we're a deeper team. I do feel we're more versatile. I'm excited about what Ryan and his staff are doing and what they're bringing to the program. So we've got a lot of momentum. Summer League's been a lot of fun. It's always fun when you're winning, but the way we're doing it, we're playing smart. We're playing hard. You know, we've got the best defense in Summer League. Our offense is continuing to grow and develop. We'll see identities of that. So I'm excited.
Gerson, appreciate you giving us a few minutes very much, and have a good time at the game tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being on here with you.
You bet. Gerson Rosas will carry the game live here at 8 o'clock tonight, the tip-off. The Timberwolves in Memphis in Las Vegas. I've been to the summer games before, and you know it is incredibly intense for the players playing because they're not just being watched by the teams that signed up for the summer, but you'd be amazed at how many scouts there are from all over the world that are there. And they are all over this thing, and they're watching it, and they're seeing, you know, does Jordan Murphy have a big enough upside to bring him to Italy or wherever? So the potential is just huge. I want to go over this again, and if anybody out there is seeing severe weather in front of them, of course, WCCO trademark is that we invite you to call in anytime when you see something that would be in the public's interest out there, particularly from safety. You can call us at 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Hennepin and northeastern Scott counties is now canceled. The severe thunderstorm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area. So that came and went, and I know that it was a monsoon out there for a while, but that has passed through there. The biggest concern is becoming the flash flood warning, and that is for northeastern Hennepin County and southeastern Anoka County. At 6:29, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Up to 2 inches of rain have already fallen in some areas. Flash flooding is expected to begin shortly. Locations that will experience flooding include Minneapolis, St. Paul, Brooklyn Park, Coon Rapids, Blaine, St. Louis Park, Maplewood, Roseville, Brooklyn Center, Fridley, Shoreview, and New Brighton. If anybody's got a leg on this or they can see something that we should know, give us a call and give us a description at 651-989-9226. Welcome back. Weather takes center stage here tonight. Let's go to Mark. He's out on 694 and 252, where Mark, I understand there's some standing water. Mark, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I am. Yeah, on Highway 252 and 694, that underpass, northbound 252, there's standing water that's about 3 or 4 inches deep.
So be careful because you could hydroplane right there, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And so, and as I'm coming north on 252, the rain's heavy enough that with the slope of the road, you can actually see like little ripples of water from the water sliding off the side of the road. So
well, that's deep now. That's be careful stuff there, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, boy. Mark, thank you for calling in.
You bet.
The flash flood warning has been extended. We started it in the north. It goes all the way to the south now. Minneapolis, St. Paul, Brooklyn Park, Coon Rapids, Blaine, St. Louis Park, Maplewood, Roseville, Brooklyn Center, Fridley, Shoreview, and New Brighton. Just added in the last 10 minutes, Bloomington, Eagan, Eden Prairie, Burnsville, Apple Valley, Edina, Mendota Heights, Shakopee, Richfield, Chanhassen, and Prior Lake. There has been much rain in all those areas. And so we're going to keep it, we'll keep you updated as best we can. You can call us anytime at 651-989-9226. Ron Shearer is next with Live Outdoors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.